Punkanoid Worldwide. Hopefully you've been having a great weekend. This is at the tail end of some weekends and leading into the tail end of others. If you're listening to this when it comes out, otherwise, hopefully you're having a wonderful kickstart to the week. Got some more great stuff as always. This is part three of the new songs of September, final third. Finally got a chance to get to it. Going into the upcoming week, for sure got one more episode for Missouri, and then probably do one of two for Illinois. The first one probably all Chicago bands, but we'll make sure we get a few other areas there in Illinois represented. And then got a punk covers ready to roll, I believe, for the next weekend as well. This time just covering a lot of punks, covering a lot of great stuff. The last few covers episodes, more specific here. Definitely a lot of older punk, but we'll mix in a few other things to go with it as well. So here on this one, we're going to kick this episode off with Vanilla Muffins. They released I'm Good for Nothing, which is a single on September 1st. They're out of Basel in Switzerland. Definitely don't play enough bands from Switzerland. At vanilla.muffins on Instagram. Glad they're releasing stuff. Let's get into it. Got a lot of great stuff to get to. Here goes. Great stuff from them, man. I was looking forward to more and anything from that band, Sugaroy. All right, let's get to the next one. The band is Softkill. We played something from them recently. Told you on that episode that they had just put out Roseland, which came out September 3rd. It's an EP, but we're going to wait for this episode to play that, and we played something from a previous release. The band, I believe, is currently located in Chicago, but moved from Portland, or it's vice versa. Now I forgot. It's one of the two, as I think it's the first one. They're in Chicago now, and we're in Portland, as their social medias are at Softkill Portland on Facebook and at Softkill PDX on Instagram. They started back in 2011, so 13 years for them. Great stuff. Let's get to something new from Roseland. It is Circles.
Nobody's listening.
Circles, Soft Kill. Man, great stuff. That EP is awesome. Go check out Roseland. Next up, we got T-Rex Squad out to Bologna and Ferrara in Italy. They just put out a release on Rusty Knife Records. Hashtag Manifesto came out on September 6th. They are found on Facebook at T-Rex Squad 666. Let's go find them there. I only see two of the tracks available digitally on Rusty Knife Records Bandcamp page. So we're going to play one of those two, but it is a full-length release, and I'm not sure where else. Maybe I didn't check for it on iTunes. Maybe it's available on iTunes. I'll look that up. In the meantime, let's go with Nostalgia from T-Rex Squad. Squad, that is Nostalgia, and yes, the whole thing is actually available over on iTunes, so Apple Music, Spotify, all those, it's there. Not sure why only the couple tracks were on the Rusty Knife Bandcamp page, but that's what it is. Next up, we've got a band out of New Brunswick, New Jersey, the Hub City Stompers. They released a new single, Bloodstream. That single also includes a second track, Skinhead Boy, the live version, so check that out. They are a fantastic band that's been around 22 years, forming after Inspector 7 at Hub City Stompers, NJ on Facebook, and at Hub_City_Stompers over on Instagram. So check them out there. The single, I mean, I recommend if you like seeing them live, the live version, just like I think I've seen them like three or four times just in the last few years, various places, and probably at least four times overall. And they're great every time. I recommend it. I've seen them in San Francisco, in Salt Lake, in Las Vegas. I think it was Las Vegas. In Connecticut. And in Dallas. Maybe five times. A lot of times. Love that band. Hub City Stompers. Bloodstream is the track. Let's get to it now. City Stompers. Great new track from them. And like I said, you got the live version of Skinhead Boy to go check out as well. New one from the Flame 69. They've been doing a great job of putting out some singles this year. Another new one called All Nighters that they put out on September 6th. Find the band at the Flame 69 over on Facebook and at the _flame_69 on Instagram. Great band out of Madrid. I've been enjoying hearing all the new singles and playing their tracks as they come out, basically, since they're all singles. And they're great, so good place to play them, the new songs episodes. So let's get into this one, All Nighters. Go!
Nothing for us. The war is falling apart. going home. We are the all-nighters, we dance. We are the all-nighters, we're never going home. We are the all-nighters, we dance all night long. We are the all-nighters, we're never going home. We are the all-nighters, we dance all night long. We are the all-nighters, we're never going home. We are the all-nighters, we dance all night long.
The Flame 69 from Madrid. We're heading now from Madrid back to North America. This band, being based out of Montreal, Quebec, I believe it started as like a studio project and has evolved. We played something from Big Boss, Skinhead Revenge, over on SLC Punkcast as Mike Longshot released these back in September. So September 6th, and I say these, Gavel got released at the same time over on Longshot Music. And we played tracks early, probably late August, I want to say, somewhere in that range, over on SLC Punkcast from those. I also played Gavel when we did Florida, so we're just going to do Big Boss this time. At Big Boss Oi over on Instagram, let's get to a track off of Skinhead Revenge, which is also released, I think, on cassette for LSC Records up there in Canada, so you can check that out there too. This track here, I think there's four on this EP. This one's called Year of the Rats.
I love that cocksucker like a brother, and he fucked me in the ass.
Good stuff there from Big Boss. We're going to head from Canada, as you know, I was going to say from the border, because pretty much all of the major populous cities, not all, Edmonton's not, but most of the major populous cities are somewhere near or on the border of Canada and US. But we are going to get into a band much further south of the border, much closer to another border. This band is from Houston, Texas. Liberty and Justice put out Locked In EP. The digital version came out on September 8th, so you can check out the tracks. But October 7th, which is tomorrow, the day after I'm recording this, it should be available on Contra and Oi the Boat. So look for the hard copies now or tomorrow if you're listening to this early. At Priscilla's Kids over on Facebook and at Liberty and Justice Official over on Instagram. Great stuff out of Houston. Hoping to go in December and check out. There's a great show that they will be a part of, I believe, in Houston as well. I'll talk more about that as we get to it. Got a show in Philly to talk about, but we'll do that here momentarily. Let's get to this Houston band, Liberty and Justice. The track is called No Substitute.
And you can stomp through the new wave, but you'll drown in your pride. Even Jerry Ramone listened to you too.
Justice, man, their sound, even though it's not too distant from what it was, definitely seems to be evolving in a fantastic way. I think I've seen them twice, I want to say, and looking forward to the next time. Great stuff out of Houston. Now we're going to go from Houston to Boston, or Salem, but you know, up in that area, Massachusetts. I believe this band is actually from Salem. Night Patrol put out Demo 2024 EP on September 9th. They're at Night Patrol _ Or we played something from this Demo 2024 very recently, very much along the same lines of what we were just listening to with Liberty and Justice. This particular track, Constantinople, here goes with some Night Patrol.
Your vision is new.
Night Patrol Constantinople. We're going to head now from Salem to Melbourne, Australia. Love Marching Orders. Al's awesome. Glad to have seen this track come out. I heard it and I thought, this is Marching Orders. I'm not familiar with this track. Well, it was released on September 10th. Younger Than Today is the single that was released September 10th. The band's found at Marching Orders Oi on Facebook and at Marching Orders Official on Instagram. Let's get to that great track. We're getting there about halfway through the episode, but still a bunch more to go, so let's keep it going. Here's Younger Than Today.
When we were young, we'd have a smoke behind the shelter shed and run. Was you and me, the world was at our fates. Get up to no good, laugh and then retreat. When we were young, when we were younger than today.
Track. Great stuff. Love Al's vocals. Really just a great surprise when I first heard that. I thought, holy shit, this is really great. Hopefully that's a sign of more to come. Next, playing a band out of Philly. Before we get to that band, as they're not on the list here, but I want to mention it because we're at Philly anyway. Hostile Oi Council, rather. I see it as Hostile City a lot. Hostile City Oi Council, there we go. They are doing a two-day fest on November 1st and November 2nd. So, and that's Friday, Saturday. You should get there. If you're anywhere near there on Friday the 1st, you'll get Membranes, Dead Blow Hammer, Unwanted Noise, The Ruffians, Whitey Eye, The FUs, FOD, and Cheap Sex. Amazing. So many bands traveling in for that, too. And then on Saturday, you get Straight Red FC. Been playing them recently, new band. Poor Impulse Control, Impact Driver, The Parasitics, Collapse out of Germany, Blank 77, The Virus, and Lower Class Brats. You'll also get our pal Kurt with Dismantled Records there. Tattoo Punks, Revolt Records will also be there. It is, you can go both days for $40 or in advance. It's $20 for Friday, $25 for Saturday, but it bumps up to $25 and $30 day of show for those. A lot of great stuff. It is an all ages show, so you should definitely go to that show. It's in Upper Darby, PA, somewhere, you know, geographically, I don't know where around Philly, but somewhere around Philly. Rage and Ruin, also from Philly. We're going to be playing something from their release, Cream of the Cropped, that came out September 11th. It's going to be out on Lionheart Records. I can't remember if it just did recently, but they did put it out digitally because I've known about it and saw the pre-orders up like since April for this release on Lionheart Records. And I think if it hasn't come out, it's supposed to actually come out hard copy anyway very soon. They are at Rage and Ruin on Instagram from this September 11th drop, Cream of the Cropped. Let's get into a track called Criminal Action.
Well, you know, for me, the action is the juice. I'm in.
That is Rage and Ruin. Really great release. Lionheart Records. If you need to get yourself a hard copy of it, go support the bands. You know, we are going to get now to a band off of Tough Ain't Enough Records. So Tough Ain't Enough Records just actually dropped this past Friday. I was thinking of some of those ones. They just dropped three, so I'll definitely be playing more of those. But they did drop one in September as well, middle of September. Yeah, middle-ish of September. We got Okura from Getxo in Spain. And that's hold on 1 second. The spelling of the band's name, AUKERAOKERRA. There you go. I don't know what my deal was. Just the way I spelled it, but underscore in the middle. That's where you'll find them over on Instagram. Like I said, out over on Tough Ain't Enough Records. That's just a label that every time they have something, every time I see something coming in my inbox or on my phone that says Tough Ain't Enough with the release, I'm like, I know I'm going to be getting that one. Sometimes it's new bands. Sometimes it's bands they've been putting out, but, you know, awesome stuff. The track that we're going to be playing is...
Déjame.
Jeez, that was loud.
Déjame.
Déjame. Let Me is the name of the track off of Gorilla, G-O-R-R-A. IA. That EP came out on September 12th. Let's get to it. Here it is. Great song. Like I said, everything from Tough Ain't Enough is pretty dang good. Next up, another great band that has been around even longer than Marching Orders. I know I was just talking about Marching Orders and happy they put something out. Happy that Hub City Stompers put something out. And again, they haven't been around all that long, all things considered, either. This band, though, Peter and the Test Tube Babies. Vanilla Muffins is on that list, new single. But Peter and the Test Tube Babies put out Why Don't We Do It in the Road. They put that single out on September 16th. Like I said, haven't been around as long as them because they started way back in 1978 at a Peace Haven in England. It's Peter and the Test Tube Babies on Facebook and Instagram, so you can look them up. Follow them on there if you, for some reason, are not already. Let's get to their new track, Why Don't We Do It in the Road? We'll be right back. Peter and the Test Tube Babies. Why don't we do it in the road? That's awesome. We're going to go from England over to British Columbia. We're going to head over to Vancouver for the band Toy Tiger, who are found at Toy Tiger Street Rock on Facebook and at Toy Tiger _ Street Rock on Instagram. On September 18th, they put out Meow Sabotage, which is five of their 12 songs that they have. So they have a full length that'll be coming out, but they released five of them. It's one way to do it. Some bands do some singles. Some, in this instance, release like an EP's worth at one time, I guess. And then you'll get the rest when the release date is. I didn't see the release date, but it should be coming. But five tracks already, that should be enough to keep you satisfied, at least for the moment. I know we live in that age of, all right, I've heard these, what's next? But it's hard for the bands to keep up with the schedule like that, especially the cost, but the time, everybody working, and then trying to coordinate and create and all of that stuff, right? All that factors in. Anyway, Toy Tiger off of Meow Sabotage. We are getting to a track called Pyromania. Yes, I think Def Leppard had one of those tracks. They're not covering Def Leppard. Here we go with Toy Tiger. Pyromania, good track there from Toy Tiger. We're going to stay in Canada, but move back east to, well, I know that Calgary is where Border Guards are from. I think Motherfuckers, that's hard to say. They were featured on a track with a band that was from Toronto on the last episode. Toronto, Montreal, Oshawa. So somewhere in that general vicinity between Calgary and there, I assume, is where Motherfuckers are from. I couldn't find it, and obviously, good luck finding any social medias. I mean, it could exist. I just didn't find them. They did a split. The point is Motherfuckers and Border Guards did a split called Rival Leaders. Features a cover that they both were doing of Rival Leaders from The Exploited. Then I think there was two other tracks from Motherfuckers and like three or four other tracks, something like that, from Border Guards. We're going to play a track from each of those bands. We'll play them back to back. Why not? Same release. Border Guards are at www.borderguards.ca. That is exactly what it is on Facebook. So that's where you'll want to find them. I didn't find an Instagram for either. Again, they covered the Exploited's Rival Leaders, and a little story there is a collaboration. Well, first, Border Guards 98. I was talking about them when we played Red Alert recently, as the band said that they got the name Border Guards from the Red Alert track Border Guards. Collaboration, this split, Rival Leader split, between motherfuckers Border Guards, two rival bands that used to hate each other years ago. And now they're quite good friends, and each band covers a song by the other, and then the two bands collaborate. So pretty awesome there. Let's get to I'm a City Kid for Motherfuckers, immediately followed by Border Guards, Pissed in the Pit. We'll see what you think. Two in a row. Let's go. Was awesome. Both great. Awesome split. You should definitely check the rest of that one out on your own. But the Border Guards, motherfuckers, great stuff. We're now heading from Canada to somewheres in the USA. This is just a US band. That's all I know specifically, but they do have a social media. The band is called Usual Suspects at Usual Suspects Oi. You go over to Oitism Records to find their releases. at oitism_records if you want to check that out. On September 18th, they released Culture, Class, and Country, side B to the EP. So there's three tracks there. They actually released the A side, the three tracks to it, in August. I missed it, so didn't end up playing those ones. But since I caught it when they did the B side, I thought, okay, we'll just go with the B side here. So I highly recommend you go check out the other two tracks here, plus the other three tracks from that August release. Great stuff from Usual Suspects. Let's get to a track called Laugh Now, Cry Later. Here we go.
Fighting every day to survive. Don't wait on your back. All you've got is your two hands and what you're gonna say. Living every day is a lie. And over again, I just hope one day I'll have the future for my kids. Living fast, dying young. I'm sick of being tired. I'm young and tired. Living fast, dying young. I'm getting old so tired. I get it done. Fighting every day for a life I didn't want to live. All I know is how I've grown. It is what it is. Living every day is a lie. Truth and consequence. I just hope my first of one who puts up with my shit. Living fast and dying young. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm young and done. Living fast, dying young. I'm getting old so tired. I'm lost to find.
Live and die for Friday night. Off to the party and have a fight. Dance to reggae most of the night when we were skins.
Great ending to that track. Go check out the rest of the Usual Suspects. Five more tracks to check out from them. Next up, we are heading to Barcelona in Spain for the band La Inquisición. Man, I love everything this band puts out too. Great stuff. They just put out a new LP, Mundo Invisible. You should be able to find that on Contra Records, Longshot Records. They were founded in 2015 and include members of The Upset, Ultimo Assalto, Secret Army, Bulldozer, One Life, One Life, One Sentence, that's all one band name right there, Malarians, a bunch of well-known faces from down Barcelona, Catalunya area. So really great stuff. I want to include all that in case you want to go check it out. I played, I think, almost all of those bands, most of those bands anyway, when we were doing episodes for Spain. But yeah, when we did episodes for Spain, there was probably like 12 or 13 of those. So you'll have to go find the specific episodes. Or you can just go check out those bands on your own at La Inquisición Punk on Facebook and at Inquisición Punk on Instagram. Their release came out September 20th. Let's get to a track from it, Cien Colores. Here it is.
Yes, sir!
don't think my enthusiasm before that song was displayed properly. Like, how great is that track? You definitely should check out the rest of Mundo Invisible. Cien Colores was the track. God, it was awesome. Go check them out. We're heading now from Barcelona to Sweden for the band Brand New Age. They originally sent a message to me. They did so on August 20th and September 2nd. They've had a couple singles, this being the second one that they put out on September 20th. And it's called We Don't Care. Definitely a band that I will continue to support. New band for me. I think new releases and new band in general. But nonetheless, Brand New Age on Facebook at brand_new_age over on Instagram. We Don't Care. Well, I care. I care about this track. It's great. Listen to it. Enjoy it. Let's go. We Don't Care. Man, that's awesome. Two. Got just a few left to go. We're going to head to Lyon in France now. A release off Joe Pogo Records. Bongo Kids. I think there was one for Who Killed Spiky Jacket. I can't find that anywhere, though, that release, that new one. But I think it was supposed to come out in September on Joe Pogo as well. Probably hard copies that you can get from Joe Pogo, but I couldn't find anything else for it. So good luck. I bet it's great. Check it out if you can. This one at BongoKids_Lyon on Instagram. Enfant Sage is the name of the 7-inch. And Jeanette La Ponquette is the track. So let's go. Fait de marée. Kids. That's a great release, by the way, and I believe they have another EP that you can also go check out. We're getting close to the end. Chain Cult and Scandal both put out releases on September 27th. We'll do the mini LP Harm Reduction from Chain Cult first. They're out of Athens in Greece. Been a band since 2017. Go find this release on La Vida es un Mus Discos. They are at Chain Cult Band on Facebook, and it's the same on Instagram, Chain Cult Band. From September 27th, release Harm Reduction. Let's get to a track called Poison Scars. Chain Cult, that is Poison Scars, such a great sound from them as well. We did play something not too long ago as we had some synth punk, cold wave, cold oi, dark wave, you know, whatever. It's got a few different names, you know, all of them are a little bit different, but I think they all kind of go together a little bit. Anyway, we did that during the past month, September, so a lot of those did get played then, but now we're going to wrap up the show with something we haven't played and a band I haven't played in a long time because it's been a minute since they've had a release. But the band is Scandal. They're out of London by way of Romania. They've got a release. I think it's coming out this next week, I want to say. The single came out last Friday. Let's see. I think I've got this here somewhere. Scandal, Scandal. All right. Maybe I don't. I should. Oh, there it is. 18th. They got an album coming out on October 18th. I was looking on the wrong week. October 18th, an album on Sunny Bastards Records. They put out their first single called, I think it's actually the second single. I think the first one might have been in August, but they were just releasing them as videos, I believe, on YouTube originally. This one, It's a Scandal, is actually found streaming like on Spotify, I assume, Apple Music. Not iTunes, though, and not on their Bandcamp page. None of their music is on iTunes. but you can go find it on Spotify for sure. The single again, It's a Scandal, came out September 27th. They're at Scandal Street Punk on both Instagram and Facebook. Let's wrap up the show with their track, It's a Scandal. Great stuff. I am looking forward to hearing the rest of that LP. Sunny Bastards Records always putting out great stuff as well. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for checking out all this great music. Hopefully you're able to find some great stuff you enjoy from the last three episodes for the weekend. We did a Friday, a Saturday, and a Sunday this coming week. Maybe tomorrow, maybe Tuesday. We'll get a second episode or part two there for Missouri. And then, like I said, Illinois, maybe Chicago. See what else we got. Got a couple interviews I just did this past week. Got to get those bonus episodes out. Those feature the choices. That will be first, and then the second is the take. So looking forward to both of those. Get the choices out hopefully tomorrow. That's my priority. So as soon as I sort that out, then I will be on Missouri. That's why Missouri might be Tuesday. But thank you for tuning in. Thank you for checking out. Make sure you go share something punk, and we'll catch you on the next one.